We're here now with folks from Big Brothers Big Sisters of Greater Baltimore. Joining us in the studio is Terry Hickey, who's CEO of Big Brothers Big Sisters, and Eric Rosser, who is Vice President for Service Delivery for Big Brothers Big Sisters. Good to have you both with us.
Thanks for having us here.
So Leon Henry sent me this note about this new project you have going, about four kids who have not been adjudicated but got involved somehow in the criminal justice, in the juvenile justice system, right? So Terry, why don't you run it down very quickly? What are we looking at here?
I've been with the agency for about a year, Mark. And one of the things that we wanted to do is to start to be more engaged in working with older youth. And older youth and mentoring is a little bit difficult because one of the things that what a teenagers want, they want jobs. And so luckily we were able to receive a grant through the Department of Labor to create the Positive Pathways Program, which is essentially a mentoring program for 14 to 18-year-old young people that have had some exposure in the juvenile justice system.
Yes. Yes, this program is looking to provide those youth 14 to 18 with opportunities to most certainly increase their ability not to be involved or get back involved in the juvenile justice system, and also look for ways in which we can support them to complete high school and or look for a job.
Well, who are these? I mean, who are these young people? How did they get involved in the system in the first place? What brought them to your attention? What brought them to juvenile services' attention?
You're right. It's a wide open field. So, you know, what the grant allows, what we want to do are sort of one and the same, which is kids who have been anything from short-term detention to out-of-state placement. If they're coming back, we've worked out agreements with the Baltimore City School System to refer kids that are trying to get back into school. I think to sum it up, it's really about young people that have decided that they want to try to follow a positive path but don't know how.
Exactly.
They've got some supports in their life, but we can provide a mentor who's going to be that glue, and we can provide connectivity to some already existing good programs that are in Baltimore City.
So these kids kind of been already adjudicated and being sent to institution and then coming out of the institution, these kids who have just committed some minor offense and got picked up, I'm not quite clear where they come from. Who are these kids?
It can be either or. What we're looking to do is
really, that diverse.
Yes. Mm. We're looking to service any youth that's been involved with the juvenile justice system. So they may have been locked up for a certain time period and are now sort of being released from that placement, or they could have been sort of picked up and then released from the police department or the courthouse, simply indicating that they have a future court date.
The reality is, in Baltimore City, a kid who gets in a fight in a schoolyard is a couple shades away from a kid who's coming back from a 3 or 4 year placement in an out of state, you know. And we didn't want to limit young people based on what their charge was specifically.
So all these referrals come from DJS?
DJS, the school system.
And the school system.
The school system has been doing – we were surprised. We sat down and met with the school system officials and found out that they're doing a lot more to create space inside schools to help readjust kids who are coming back from placement. And so what we're trying to do is get referrals directly from them, referrals from juvenile services, but also it'll link back out to – there's a lot of good programs in Baltimore City already working with this population. And what we're trying to make clear is Big Brothers Big Sisters is not in the workforce development – reentry business. We're in the mentoring business, but we want to connect with young people that need programs like that, provide the mentoring component, and then connect them with other resources to help them get through.
So are these, I mean, I was telling Leon Henry when he first told me about this that many moons ago, 40-some years ago, 44 years ago, 43 years ago, when we had programs in Baltimore like pretrial intervention. These are kids who got hung up in the juvenile system for very minor offenses or for nonviolent offenses, I should say. And they came in for 3 months of intense counseling, group counseling, individual counseling, figuring out how you stay on a job, and also GED or school. Is this the kind of thing you're talking about? Or is this something not that involved or more involved or different?
I think it's a hybrid. I think so. Let's run it this way. A young person gets referred to us. He's come back from a long-term detention. Work things out. He's going to be on juvenile probation. And so he goes back to school. One of the schools we're looking to work with is Mergenthaler. So he comes back to Mergenthaler, enrolls in a program to help him get readjusted to school, comes to us. What we've got through this national grant is the ability to do an upfront assessment both of employability, mental health screening, other elements of education. So we're prepared to do a full screen of where that youth is in that particular point in their life. The goal is to find a mentor that we're going to call a coach. A lot of older youth don't get that big brother, big sister paradigm. They want somebody to help them, but, you know, big brother sounds a little imposing. And so we're calling mentors coaches. And you'd have a coach who's going to get special training and connectivity to resources. They're going to know the other groups that are out there. They're also going to know referral sources for everything from drug treatment to mental health counseling. The goal is to put that adult in the child's life who can be doing the same kind of pointing, voice in the head type of stuff that a parent or a real older brother or sister would do to kind of help keep that person, you know, kind of walking down the middle. A lot of folks don't make it in these job development programs because they go home at night. And they've got nobody there to sort of turn to and talk about the difficulties. A mentor is going to be that glue between their home life, hopefully, and the different programs they're involved with to keep them from going back into the system.
And we're also looking to provide a Positive Pathways program case manager, which will be working with the caseload of approximately 40 youth and their mentors to make sure that they're providing the mentors with the support that's needed in order to support the youth that are involved in this program.
So this is really – what you're doing here is really kind of within the framework of what goes on with Big Brothers, Big Sisters.
Correct.
Just not calling it Big Brother, Big Sister.
Correct.
Right.
Because you're boys and girls, young men and young women,
yes.
Both.
Young men, yes. Young women.
So what do you expect to come out of this? So let's say your kid comes back. I mean, this is – since you have this kind of – it sounds like a very diverse range of who these children could be, you know, from people who have committed offenses and done time to those who are just engaged in the system. I mean, how do you manage that spread, and what do you expect to come out of this for them?
Sure. Well, part of the initial challenge is going to be finding the right mentor, finding the right coach. There's people in the city that have been working with young people in this population for a long time, and they may want to go deeper and be more deliberate with a young person and kind of help see that change. We want to find that person. Mm-hmm. We also want to start to open up and message to people that are applying to be volunteers that the young people that may have juvenile involvement aren't any different from a young person who might be struggling at school. You know, there's just – everything is so tightly compacted in the city. So by finding the right mentor, finding the right coach for them, the idea is, you know, to get them to develop a life plan. And a job plan, and we're working with some, you know, national partners to help do that, where they'll have, based on their skill set, based on their individual challenges, employment, you know, education history, they will have a specific plan, a specific number of trainings and other resources that they're following up on, and a mentor in their life to be checking up and make sure that that's what they're doing. But the thing that's really great about this is, you know, a coach can pick them up at home and take them to a program. A coach can meet them for lunch in the middle of a, you know, a training program, and if things aren't going well that day, and see how things are doing. It's just adding that extra layer of support to a group that may already be trying to help a young person succeed.
So how many kids are we talking about here?
125 youth.
And over how long a period of time will they?
We're looking to enroll all 125 by the end of this year, but we're looking to match the youth throughout the program. So we're looking for the youth to be involved for no less than a year, and for the mentors or the coaches to be involved in the child's life for no longer than a year as well.
It's a little different than our typical model where you walk in the door, Mark, and you say, I want to be a big brother, and we match you with a youth right off the bat. Here with these older youth, we want to give them a chance to get to know people first. So there's going to be more of an opportunity. It could be, you know, an open basketball gym. It could be a reading experience in a library. But there'll be events, public events, where people can come, interact with young people. Things can develop a little more naturally. So when we say enroll, we're going to start putting out open calls for young people who are interested in this to come, see an orientation, have some pizza. We'll take referrals or we'll take walk-ins. And then what we'll do is start to line youth up with different adults that are interested in becoming coaches and let relationships develop more naturally as opposed to making matches right off the bat.
Right.
So
it's a different way of approaching it.
So these kids will be – I mean, they're self-referrals or they refer?
Could be.
It could
be. If a young person comes back, sees one of our flyers at a center and says, this is something that feels right to me, and they want to walk into an orientation session and say, you know, what's up with this thing? I want to give it a shot. We'll take them. You know, the referral, I want to be clear. We're looking for young people that are at a point in their life where they know what they want to do, but they're not quite sure how to get there. And we're looking to kind of coalesce existing resources, add in the mentorship piece, and help them with a roadmap to what they want to do. But it's really youth-centric.
Right. And Mark, you know, I actually spent a lot of years prior to coming to Big Brothers Big Sisters in school districts. And I have worked among youth who have been involved in the juvenile justice system. Many of the youth do understand that the path in which they were walking were not a good path, and they look for opportunities to place themselves on the right path. So what we're envisioning for this program is for those youth who want to do something different with their life, who want to develop skill sets in areas that will ensure that they will be either successful in a college or career setting. We're looking for those youth to come to us so that then we can then provide the programming that will then provide them with those skill sets.
So you're looking for not just youth, you're looking for mentors.
Almost certainly.
I think so, that's going to be our challenge.
Yeah. Yeah. So how do you do that? How do we do that? How do we help you do that?
Well, you know, it's funny. Number one, this is a great start because people know the opportunities here. I think a lot of folks see this as a bigger challenge than what we normally try to do. And we've been on the radio and we've been around talking about needing particularly male mentors. I think there's a real appetite in Baltimore City for people that like this coach idea, that mm-hmm. want to be able to link a youth that they can have real conversation with. They may not know what to say to a 7 or 8 year old, but they may have experiences in their life. These aren't just people coming from downtown businesses. These are folks we're doing recruiting at the community level. We just had a great phone call with the state's attorney in Baltimore City that would love to tell assistant state's attorneys about this. It's a chance to open up this whole new venue of people to the idea of mentoring for a purpose. So getting out the word, getting involved in different networks. If we can come present to a network at a company, a social network, alumni and fraternities and sororities, mm-hmm. you know, whatever it may be, building within that network so people can sort of group together as these support units as they work with these kids.
So how do we we'll do more of this during the coming months to get people out there and meet some of the mentors and mentees as you get this developed. But how do they get in touch?
Yeah, they can easily contact our office. We have a point of contact by the name of Courtney Harris. She's serving as our team lead for the program. She can be reached at 410-856-1514. Guardians as well as individuals who are looking to also participate in the program could also access information about this initiative on our website, which is biglittle.org.
So we will. Well, let's follow up on this. I mean, and what we can do to help you out, maybe throw some underwriting pieces up there in the middle of our show so people can contact you and find out how to do this and help you find the right people to work with these kids. And
well, we appreciate that.
Keep a few more kids healthy, strong, and alive in our neighborhoods.
Yeah, that'll be great. And one last call out I just wanted to mention, too, that if you're an organization out there that's already either on your own or in larger scale trying to work with this population of young people and you've got a resource to offer – and you think it could be a good fit for this initiative, we'd love to hear from you as well.
Yes, definitely.
Positive Pathways for the Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Baltimore, Greater Chesapeake. Terry Hickey is the CEO, Eric Ross, the VP for Service Delivery. Thank you all for stopping by, and this is good.
Thanks.
Well,
really
thank
good.
You.
I like this a lot. This is great.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Good to have you all here. All right. You're listening to The Mark Steiner Show on Public Radio, WEAA, 88.9 FM, the voice of the community. Don't go away. We'll be right back after this very short break.